When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Getting ready for the weekend? Get your Friday quick fix now with Stephen Michael and Sunny Hollywood Pooney on the Growing Up Rock podcast.
Hello, people. Hollywood here with another Friday Quick Fix. Today, we're going to do a concert review. Since Steven and I live in different states, thank God, because we'd probably kill each other if we had to see each other all the time, we normally don't get to go to concerts together. So the Friday Quick Fix concert reviews gives us an opportunity to individually share our experiences at live venues. Today, I'm discussing the Kiss Night in Vegas show that I had the pleasure of attending on October 7th, 2023, at a venue called Counts Vamped in Las Vegas, Nevada. If you don't know anything about Kiss Night in Vegas, basically they're a bunch of Las Vegas resident musicians, which, by the way, if you don't know, if you can make a living as a musician in Las Vegas, you're pretty damn good. But this whole event, although having many musicians involved, is spearheaded by Stoney Curtis, Keith Robert, and Sean McKee. The premise of the whole event is to raise money through a nonprofit event for schools in Vegas to buy instruments for them so the schools can keep their music program afloat. If you have kids really anywhere in the country, most likely you've seen or felt that the music programs in schools are dwindling away. The government just doesn't fund them like they used to. The years that my kids went to high school, the programs got smaller and smaller. Luckily, my kids still had the opportunity to experience the joy of playing music, and to this day, all my kids absolutely love music. For me personally, as you can probably tell, this type of event is important, so I wanted to attend the show and show my full support any way I could. Now, getting back to the event, this is the 8th installment of Kiss Night in Vegas, and I've had the opportunity to attend 2 of them, and the guys do a great job of having a theme for each event. This year, the theme was that they would play the debut Kiss album front to back.
Please make sure you hit that follow button to subscribe to Growing Up Rock Podcast so you don't miss an episode.
So, at these type of events, normally there's an opening band. Not tonight, thank God. Doors at the club opened at 7 p.m. and they were off and running at 8 p.m. As some of you know, I have a younger brother, his name is Danny, and he lives in Las Vegas, so he joined me for the night. Even Danny's son showed up later in the night to experience some of the festivities with us. Now, Counts Vamped, which is owned by Danny Coker, you may know him from the Counting Cars show on TV, it's a pretty small club. I would say it holds 500 people tops. The club was absolutely packed that night, standing room only, which is good to see, especially when the event support goes to a good cause. So, the gig starts, and the first 3 songs are Love Gun, Parasite, and Lick It Up, with Andrew Freeman on vocals for all 3. If you don't know Andrew Freeman, he's basically a hired gun type in the melodic rock world, and he is amazing. I've seen him with Lynch Mob, Great White, an offshoot of the Bullet Boys called Lies, Deceit, and Treachery, Last in Line. And Andrew is also part of the Raiding the Rock Vault residency that happens weekly in Las Vegas. Here is a live snippet of Love Gun to give you an idea of how Andrew and the band sounded. By the way, keep in mind, all these live snippets I'm sharing with you today are off my phone, so the sound quality kind of is what it is. Andrew Freeman exits, and now we get a bunch of special guests join. A lot of them I didn't know just because I'm not a resident of Las Vegas, so I'm not really tuned in to all the talent. But I can tell you that every person who got on stage deserved to be on stage. The talent was absolutely amazing. So, with these special guests, the set list continued with Mr. Speed, Hotter Than Hell, Come On and Love Me, Spit, Making Love, Strange Ways, Ladies in Waiting, I Stole Your Love, and Going Blind. Then a brief delay to set the stage, and on comes a Kiss tribute band called Generation Kiss. If you've never seen or heard of this Kiss tribute band, check them out on YouTube. They did Psycho Circus, Calling Dr. Love, and God of Thunder. Here's a live snippet of Calling Dr. Love to give you an idea of how they sounded.
Podcast listeners, Christian Swain here to tell you more about my experience with Raycon earbuds. Our family now has three pairs of Raycon earbuds around the house, and my wife just grabbed a pair of the Headphone Pros to replace some headphones from a company that was double the price. And yes, she loves them. Now, if you haven't pulled the trigger on a pair of Raycons, or even if you have but you're in the market for another pair because they're just that good, well, now is the time to check them out. Because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. With Raycon's upgraded everyday earbuds, now you also get active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with two devices at once, new quick charge function, three customizable sound styles, plus awareness mode, available in a variety of vibrant new colors to complement any and all skin tones. I even have a pair of earbuds in a cool green color. I have tried just about every earbud known to humankind, and these Raycons are fantastic. Seriously, if you've been wanting to check out Raycons, there truly is no better time. You're going to ask yourself why you didn't check them out sooner, and Raycon offers a 30-day happiness guarantee. So, what are you waiting for? Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order, plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
Alrighty, Generation Kiss leaves the stage, and now we have Mr. Todd Howarth join the core band on stage. In the Kiss circles, Todd is well known, but for the non-Kiss nerds, Todd Howarth was the co-lead singer, songwriter, and guitar player, and technically keyboard player, for Fraley's Comet on those first two albums and tours in the late 80s. Todd, who is probably in his mid-60s now, looked great and absolutely sounded great. The band ended up doing four songs with Todd: Breakout, Something Moved, Calling to You, and Rip It Out. When it comes to Breakout and Rip It Out, if you're an Ace nerd like me, the drum parts have to be absolutely perfect. I still hate Jamie Oldacre for never doing these right back in 89 and 90. Sean McKee was on drums and absolutely nailed it, and Keith Robert nailed a guitar solo in Rip It Out also. Here's a live snippet of the drum part and guitar solo in Rip It Out. Next, exit Todd Howarth, the Kiss Night in Vegas musicians come back, and the set list went on with Shock Me, Do You Love Me, She, and Watching You. And then Bruce Kulick shows up. I'm not going to bore you with a Bruce Kulick history lesson, but what I will tell you is since his brother Bob Kulick, rest in peace, passed away a couple of years ago, Bruce has went out of his way to ensure that people remember Bob's legacy in the Kiss world. So as part of the festivities, the collective, including Bruce Kulick, did a set list of songs to remember Bob's legacy. They did All American Man, Larger Than Life, Wouldn't You Like to Know Me, Nowhere to Run, which I will tell you, even the professional Vegas singer that was on stage singing Paul's part struggled at times. An early 80s Paul is very tough to pull off. Then they went on with Tonight You Belong to Me and Goodbye. Of course, what's the common denominator in all these songs? They had Bob Kulick on guitar during the recordings. Here is a live snippet of All American Man to give you an idea of how Bruce sounded. After Bruce exited the stage, the Kiss Night musicians came back and did the previously promised debut Kiss album in full. And honestly, they did do the songs justice. Incredibly talented folks for sure. Now, it was a little after midnight and I was physically drained, so I bolted back to the hotel, and my guess is this event went on till like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, but I'm 54 years old and I ain't got the energy for that. From what I saw, I will tell you the crowd was super electric during every song. It was like going to a party at someone's house and 500 people singing along to every lyric as someone does karaoke in the living room. The feel and the energy of the whole night was awesome.
Hey, this is Bruce Kulick. You're hanging with the Growing Up Rock podcast with Stephen Michael and
Hollywood.
There's a lot of O's in there. Get your popcorn ready and crank it up with extra butter.
In closing, I have messages for a few folks that I encountered at the venue during the stellar show. To my brother Danny, dude, you wore those Paul Stanley leopard cheetah whatever fancy boy shoes that Paul was peddling a few years back to the venue? Why? Don't you know that just proves how much of a Kiss homer you really are? to the idiot in the Michael Jackson Thriller jacket. Stoney is on stage welcoming everybody to the show into Las Vegas, and you kept yelling, "Yeah! Titty City!" or "City of Titty!" or whatever it was. First of all, I've never heard Vegas called Titty City or City of Titty, and although I gotta admit that's a pretty cool name, why yell it 923 times during the event? Are you that hammered? I guess have another cocktail on me. To the other idiot yeller, every time Stoney or Keith would say in between songs, "Don't go anywhere, we just got started, we got some big surprises for you," etc., why in the holy hell are you yelling, "Prove it! Prove it!" That's hella stupid. If someone on stage says something's coming up, just trust them. Prove it! What a jackass. For all the people who had the face paint on wrong, are you actually Kiss fans? There's no reason to have your Paul Stanley star on the wrong eye. And it wasn't just one person. It was like four people. Maybe it was supposed to be a joke. Someone needs to do a YouTube short on how to use a mirror. And finally, for Stoney Curtis, Sean McKee, and Keith Robert, thanks for being who you are. We have now met a couple of times, and we communicate as we have known each other for all our lives. You guys have talent that is off the charts. I look forward to the other things you guys may do in the future. For the listeners, check out this website, kissnight.org, and night is N-I-G-H-T. This is the Kiss Night in Vegas website where you can buy some cool shirts, tribute Kiss CDs, etc. It's pretty cool stuff, trust me. Well, that's it. Another Friday quick fix in the books. Thanks for listening. I'm going to shuffle, rattle, and roll us out of here with a Kiss Night in Vegas musicians doing Let Me Know. Later.
Thanks for listening. You got your fix. Now, let's shuffle, rattle, and roll into the weekend.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more Fantasy Points.